Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The U.S. Supreme Court is agreeing to hear appeals from two African-American men, each convicted of murder and sentenced to death in Texas. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports in one case the defendant wants a new sentencing hearing because he says the previous one was unconstitutionally tainted by racist testimony.
At the sentencing phase of Dwayne Buck's trial, his court-appointed lawyer called a psychologist who testified that the defendant was more dangerous because of his race. Texas allows the death penalty only if prosecutors can show the defendant poses a future danger to society. The state attorney general subsequently declared that Buck's case was one of six in which race had been improperly used. But Buck, unlike the others, did not get a second sentencing hearing, and now the Supreme Court has decided to take a look at whether he should. In a second case, the court will examine whether Texas may use outdated standards to evaluate whether a defendant's intellectual deficits are severe enough to bar his execution. The defendant has been on death row for 37 years. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
A Los Angeles jury is recommending the death penalty for the man known as the Grim Sleeper. 63-year-old Lonnie Franklin Jr. was convicted of 10 counts of first-degree murder in connection with the killings of 9 women and a teenage girl. Jurors also found Franklin guilty of attempted murder in the case of a woman who survived being shot in the chest and pushed from a moving vehicle. The killings took place between 1985 and 2007. Baltimore police officer who faces the most serious charges in last year's death of Freddie Gray is opting for a bench trial. NPR's Jennifer Ludd reports Caesar Goodson is accused of second-degree murder, among other charges.
Officer Goodson was the driver of the police van in which Gray, a young black man, fatally injured his neck. Prosecutors say Goodson bore ultimate responsibility for Gray's safety. He's also charged with manslaughter, assault, and reckless endangerment for failing to seatbelt Gray or render aid. At a pretrial hearing, the judge also blocked key evidence, a move that could help Goodson. A police investigator had testified that another officer told her Gray said he couldn't breathe while he was in the police van. The officer denied that. The judge deemed that testimony hearsay. Officer Goodson's trial starts Thursday. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.
President Obama is expected to make it official, perhaps within days, announcing his formal support of Hillary Clinton. According to the White House, Obama will say he is backing his former Secretary of State in her race to replace him. However, officials also say there will be no announcement before Democrats head to the polls in a number of states tomorrow. Clinton needs just 23 delegates in order to have the number required to clinch the Democratic nomination. Stock prices moved higher today. Energy shares gaining ground amid another bump up in oil prices. The Dow rose 113 points to close at 17,920. The Nasdaq was up 26 points today. You're listening to NPR. The U.S. Supreme Court is letting stand a $96 million international arbitration award issued in 2011 in favor of Chevron in a dispute over development of oil fields in Ecuador. Justices declined to hear the South American country's challenge to an appeals court ruling upholding the award. The award was issued by The Hague. The dispute between the oil giant and Ecuador stems from a 1973 deal that called for Texaco, later acquired by Chevron, to develop oil fields in exchange for selling oil to Ecuador's government at below market rates. Texaco filed a number of suits accusing Ecuador of violating the agreement. Mexico's ruling political party took a beating in state elections held over the weekend. As NPR's Kerry Kahn reports, the party of Mexico's president will probably lose as many as 7 of the 12 gubernatorial races up for grabs.
Final results aren't available yet for all of the races, but according to preliminary tallies, it doesn't look good for President Enrique Peña Nieto's pre-party. Voters hit back at the ruling party, angry over continuing corruption scandals and rising violence. The center-right PAN party appears to be the big winner in the election, gaining 7 of the governor's seats. In the Gulf state of Veracruz and the northern border state of Tamaulipas, voters tossed out the pre-party, which had ruled both states for 86 continuous years. Residents there had grown wary of massive corruption and high levels of narco-violence. Analysts say the elections put the center-right PAN party in a strong position leading up to the 2018 presidential elections. Kerry Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.
Crude oil futures prices closed higher. Oil was up $1.07 a barrel to close at $49.69 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.